welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
On the air in 3, 2...
How long is this going to take?
Morning, friends!
Maybe it's time to head out?
Gotta head to work.
On Monday.
Monday?
Yes, Monday.
Monday? Who goes out on Monday?
Listen, I don't have time for this.
Good morning. Thank you for leaving your lines open. I just wanted to thank you for playing wonderful music.
If you'll excuse me, I'm on my way to breakfast.
Who's ready for some Java?
I can stand some coffee myself.
Are you ready?
I'm ready!
Well, here we go.
Why are you making fun of our show? I think you're a problem. Why don't you get a live stamp later? See how it is. Watch the dialogue. You'll find out we're better than Star Trek.
Showtime. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 2449.
Oh,
the big 5-0 tomorrow.
Yeah, how about that?
But let's get through our Monday this morning at about 6:07. And boy, what a weekend.
God, there was so much going on this past weekend.
Was there enough going on here in Vegas?
As well as the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Always, apparently. Yeah. Always. Oh, my God. Yeah, there was a lot. We'll talk about that. There was a ton happening this weekend. Music-wise, sports-wise, a lot.
It was like all these stars aligned and all of a sudden converged on Vegas. You're right. We're going to talk about all that a little bit later on this hour, and a special announcement. Mom and Dad, you're going to want to listen up at about 7:10 if you have kids in high school who are in the choir.
Yeah.
Listen at about 7:10. Huge announcement, and this is so cool. But we'll talk more about that a little bit after 7 o'clock this morning. Partly cloudy, breezy today. Breezy, just breezy.
Yeah, well, good. Fine.
Sunshine tomorrow should be nice. High today, tomorrow in the mid to upper 50s. Got about 44 now. Let's do it. Find out a few things we think you should know.
I get all my news from the radio.
Here are just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Building to big news.
On 96.3
KKLZ.
Well, this is interesting. A meteorologist, of all people, from Arkansas, he started a big debate about supermarkets and how you position the divider on the conveyor belt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, usually put it, you know, you put it right across there, right, to separate your stuff from the next person's. Well, he says, no. You do the other thing where you put it down longwise, kind of down the middle.
What?
He said, yeah, it trips the sensor. And it also keeps a distance and all of that. He said, you don't need to use it as a privacy fence. But if you put it longwise, apparently there's some, I don't know, some sensor or something. Everybody's up in arms or saying, oh, my God, this is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
This is absolutely brilliant. I love it.
Wow.
So, okay, I know, the littlest things. Top strategies, Mom and Dad, when you need time away from your kids. Seems to be almost half of you have hidden in the bathroom at some point in time. Mm-hmm. And 34% say, I just pretend to be asleep. That's all. I'll lie down and just play possum, and my kids will leave me alone. So whatever works for you, I guess, when you need a little me time.
You know, I've tried that as a grandparent.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially with Natalie now, only about three.
Doing the old
Baba, wake up.
Sure.
Wake up. She starts slapping me.
Yeah.
And it's like she doesn't buy it.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
Papa's tired. Tired, honey.
Go watch a video. Go watch Blippi.
I love it. Yes, there you go. Go play Roblox, okay? And here, I don't know. This is interesting. Ford has come up with something. Ford Motor Company.
Oh,
how do they? Then maybe this will, you know, get people to want to go back into the office and want to make the commute again. CEO of Ford says they're not working on fully automated, you know, autonomous cars anymore. Instead, they're focusing on, quote, eyes off the road features that would let you play on your phone or even take a little nap while driving on the highway. So you don't just let it take over. You let it just do that for a few minutes so you can get a little shut eye on that trip. Or, you know what, get on and play those games with your kids. Look at that. Whoop, hold on, there's a cow in the road. Okay.
See, this is why kids don't want to get their driver's license.
Yeah, no kidding, because of adults. That's why.
Because nobody's driving their own cars anymore.
No. Well, I don't know. Sometimes I think I might trust that more than an actual person.
Maybe. Jeez. Point well taken, maybe.
Oh, I don't know. We just get bored. I guess we just get bored. It's like, ooh, let's do that. Let's do that. Let's make cars that way. Okay.
Here's the Ford guy talking about it.
The bigger opportunity for us, irregardless of the time frame, is eyes off the road on highway driving. We feel like that is such a big unlock for customers.
Yeah.
Think about your daily commute and being able to go to sleep in your car or whatever on a sunny day on the highway. You know, what an unlock that is for customers. We just got excited about that than, you know, a fully autonomous fleet of vehicles someday in the future.
Yeah, I'll just sleep on the way to work.
Yeah, and this
behind the wheel.
Coming from a man who used the word irregardless, which actually is not considered a word, but
exactly.
Sure.
I'm glad
you pointed
that out.
Irregardless, we're going to get you on the road. Yeah, that's right. Whether you can see or not see, whether you want to sleep or be awake, we're going to get you on the road. By golly, by God. Oh, my Lord, it is Monday. I'll tell you a few things you should know. Sponsored by Fairway Buick. Family-friendly pricing only at the Fairway Buick GMC East Sahara near Boulder Highway. Visit fairwaybuickgmc.com.
Boy, was there a lot going on in Vegas over the weekend. Starting with Big League Weekend out at Las Vegas Ballpark. Oakland, Cincinnati, and then Big League Weekend is back on the 18th and 19th with Kansas City and the Colorado Rockies.
Sweet.
I don't know if the wind was blowing out at Las Vegas Ballpark over the weekend. But
I was actually up there yesterday, and it was just awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
NASCAR in town out at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Sure was.
William Byron walked away with the Pennzoil 400. He was the winner, total of 60 points. Looked pretty good on TV, but... you know, with the wind and the clouds.
Yeah.
It looked good on TV. Vegas Golden Knights got a couple of wins over the weekend. Friday night, they beat New Jersey. Yesterday afternoon, held on to beat the Canadiens 4-3. Our new goalie, Jonathan Quick, was in goal.
Yeah.
So we got a 3-game win streak, Carla.
Yeah, he did okay.
We are atop the Western Conference. And on the road tomorrow night, or I should say tomorrow late afternoon in Florida, taking on the Panthers. Puck drops at 4 p.m. Las Vegas Vipers got beat in the final few plays by the Seattle Sea Dragons out at Cashman Field Saturday, 30-26, the final. They're on the road in D.C. on Sunday, and our Desert Dogs on the road in San Diego got beat 15-12.
Yeah, that bummed me out. They were on a nice winning streak.
Yeah, they were. Saturday night, but back at Mandalay Bay against Vancouver, it's Wayne Gretzky jersey night.
Yes.
Check this out. Fans, first 4,000 get a number 99 Desert Dog jersey from the great one. Game time 7:30. I would say they drop the ball
at
7:30, but they don't drop. We found out they don't drop it. They lay it there.
They lay it down, and then they fight for it.
Let the whacking begin.
That's right. Okay, let me move. And they literally do that. The refs kind of put it down, and then they step back a little bit. It's
three
like,
giant steps back.
Yeah, you go ahead now.
Start whacking away. So I think you're caught up on just about everything sports-wise.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
So a very busy weekend here in Vegas.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, Mom and Dad, listen up. If your kid is in a choir in high school, Foreigner is coming back to Vegas for their residency at the Venetian Theater near the end of the month. They are looking for 8 local choirs to be selected, and each will perform one night with Foreigner on stage on the Las Vegas Strip. And they're going to be doing this song, I Want to Know What Love Is.
Right.
And if your choir is selected, they get a $500 stipend for their music program. Now, all the details. Is that not the best?
Cool.
Can you imagine up in Reno? I mean, Reno has shows in casinos and theaters and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At Reno High, if you got the call saying, hey.
Oh, my God.
We're going to be performing with Foreigner.
I would have joined the choir. And there are, we know, you know, they've done some stuff with other artists and performers in town, and they are just good. There are amazing choirs out there at our high schools.
So here's the deal, Mom and Dad. You have to let your choir director know. Tell your kid, let your choir director know.
Mm-hmm.
All the information and what you have to do to get in the selection process.
Yeah.
Is just follow the instructions by tapping the free KKLZ app or go to our website. It's right there on the homepage.
Yeah.
Everything you need to know to get the ball rolling.
This is really cool. I mean, it's easy. The easy part is you guys singing it. You know,
yeah.
The choir singing it.
Especially this part right here.
Right. Put your own spin on it. Do what you do best.
So you practice, you submit the video, and we have judges here at the radio station that will make the selection. Eight. You know, at one time, we didn't even have eight high schools here in Vegas.
No, we didn't. But you're right. It's eight different choirs. You know, we picked the opening act for Bon Jovi a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so much fun. There wasn't a bad band in the bunch.
No.
But it was just a matter of that, you know, who fit what. And this is completely different. You just need to sound amazing. And, you know, we get to listen to you. The pile of judges, we get to listen to you guys. And wow.
All right. So Foreigner at the Venetian Theater on the Las Vegas Strip looking for eight high school choirs.
Man.
To perform different nights with the band on the Las Vegas Strip. And again, Mom and Dad, tell your kid, but make sure the choir director does all the entry stuff.
Yeah.
That's who has to do it. And it's at the end of the month, so you got to rehearse, you got to submit, just follow everything that's on the homepage of our website.
Right, and if any of you are listening, maybe you aren't a choir. You know, maybe you are a choir director. Hear this, because this is going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
And just plain fun, man.
To have that in your back pocket.
And I wish I could go to every single show to see, just to see the choirs.
Yeah. Anyways, so Sing with Foreigner. That's the contest. All the information, tip-tap the free KKLZ app.
Yeah.
Or go to 96.3kklz.com. Carla, this morning, it's an easy question. How did you end up on crutches? Anytime you see somebody on crutches or with a broken arm or something.
Oh, you figure like skiing or something like that, doing some hiking.
People on the crutches or with the cast, they always say the same thing. I should just wear a note, like something you could tear off, like a page, to explain because I'm tired of explaining it. Before you even ask, here's the story. I'm so tired of telling you this story.
Yeah, I went hiking up at Red Rock, and I was trying to, you know, when you're rappelling, you have that rope up at, I'm lying.
I was going to say, you rappelled?
No, I went over to Monica and Chris's house, and I bent down to pet their dachshund.
Yeah.
And I don't know, something popped or cracked or something, and it was like, oh, God, gee.
Just short of being on crutches.
Oh, I don't even know. I work out, I run, I do things, I don't, nothing. And it just, I don't know, I turned wrong. I bent
and comparatively
wrong.
Not that old.
No, thank you, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I mean, I could not sleep last night. I couldn't get comfortable. I got CBD all over my butt. I don't know if you smell. There's a lovely kind of Ben Gay-ish smell.
No, I haven't really taken a whiff.
It's kind of, if you smell my left cheek, Mike.
On that side of the board or the counter.
Oh, my
let
God.
Me hold on. Let me come over
it
there.
It hurts. So it's a minty, kind of a minty CBD.
Boy, if it doesn't help, it smells good.
And it's cold. It goes, it cools it.
All right. So
it's cold. My left butt is cold.
Now that you have that image in your mind.
It hurt so bad.
But just short of being on crutches.
I couldn't put my underpants on this morning. I had to step into them on the floor.
That's how bad the pain is.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Angie, can you help with the left leg?
Oh, jeez.
All right, so how did you end up on crutches? Carla, feeling some pain in that, which cheek is it?
It's my left cheek.
Left cheek.
The whole, from like my waist right down to the back of my like knee.
Smeared. Smeared with CBD oil.
Oh, all over. All over.
Do you have to do it yourself?
Yes, which hurt even more.
Yeah, like, that's not fun.
I can't bend. I wanted to put it on like a towel and then I could just rub on it and get it on there. I know I didn't. I should have stayed at Angie's last night. Can you help me, please?
Just spread this on my butt.
Please, thank you. Love you. Dina said helping Santa Claus bring presents downstairs. I missed the last step. Presents all over the place. Me, Christmas Day, broken ankle.
I'm surprised my wife Jody hasn't been on crutches because she is stair challenged.
Oh, I am.
Especially coming down.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear that. I am worse going up. I am worse going up on the stairs. I don't know why that is, but I am bad. Coming down, I'm good.
She'll slip, you know, having socks on or something.
Gerald said, sitting. Years ago, I had my back to a fire. We were all camping. I was in one of those camping chairs. I sneezed so hard. I fell back into the fire.
What?
Which was not fun to begin with. Then I got up really fast. As I got up, I fell and I broke my ankle.
Holy crap.
Oh my God. So you were burned and you had a broken ankle, Gerald. Wow.
My friend Jeff and I were, Jeff.
Yeah.
Long time ago. We went camping with a bunch of people, and these are the people that have the quads and the tries and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, of course, there were a few beverages included.
Really?
When all of a sudden he decided to go on a trike at night on a trail.
Oh, geez.
Broke his shoulder.
That's not smart.
His collarbone.
Oh, my God.
And this was on Friday of a long holiday weekend.
Oh, my God.
So we sedated him heavily. And made, it was a makeshift sling.
Yeah.
By Tuesday or Wednesday, the following week, we got him to a doctor. And he goes, and we made like a straw, extended straw.
There.
So he wouldn't have to bend his neck.
Yeah, you got to be able to drink with a broken collarbone.
The doctor goes, when did this happen? And we said, Friday.
Oh, my God.
He goes, holy crap, what? So what have you been taking?
Rum and Coke.
He goes, rum.
Jeez. That's...
I mean, we can laugh at it now.
Now we can laugh. Oh, my God, that's horrible. I've got a couple. I'm going to save one of the best for last, but Joey said, this was years back when I was in high school. My friend and I had just won a big football game, and I jumped on his back. And then when he fell, he landed on my leg, which broke pretty severely, and I was out for the rest of the season.
Yeah. All those dreams
that happens
shattered.
A lot. That happens with pro athletes. Yeah. You know, when they're doing the dance, it's like, oh, God, you just ran into the goalpost. Oh, no.
In baseball, when you see, the pile on.
Yeah.
I get paranoid. I get, what do they call it when you're closed in? And
yes, yeah, claustrophobic.
Yes.
Yeah.
I could never be on the bottom of that pile.
Neither could I.
Carla, I can't believe how many people are sharing their misery with you.
Oh, my gosh. And they're funny. I'm so sorry, you guys. They're really funny.
How did you end up on crutches is what we want to know. And Kelly's on the phone. Kelly, tell us your story.
So years ago when I was in my third semester of nursing school, it was quite stressful. So we went out drinking to celebrate when we finished the semester. And I got quite drunk. And we decided to change bars. And when we did, I tripped over one of those parking barriers, those little bricks. So I fell on the ground. The Stonies came out, made sure I signed waivers that I was okay. But then I proceeded to go in and dance all night on a broken foot.
Oh my God.
I didn't know it was broken until the next day.
Yeah, because you were heavily medicated.
I'm fine. God. And I was going to say, now that you've been a nurse, I'm sure you've seen some of those injuries and some of that stupidity yourself.
Yep.
And it's amazing that none of her nurse friends said, maybe you've had a little too much to drink. You might be hurt. Maybe we should just go home.
She's fine. We don't have to go home.
No, we're going to go one more bar.
Yeah.
Do it a little dancing. And then we'll see what happens.
Celebrating.
Okay.
Be proud. She's fine.
Yes.
Oh, my God. This is very funny. Tony says, I tried to be Peter Pan when I was a kid. Tied the towel around my neck and everything like a cape.
Mm-hmm.
Jumped down a flight of stairs. Only had my little undies on. Broke my foot. Wound up on crutches at my ripe old age of 9. Wow. Another one of our listeners.
You think you're so indestructible.
Oh, I know. I saw it on TV. How could this not work? This is very funny. I was about 14 years old. I fractured my tailbone trying to kick my little sister out when she walked in on me with my pants around my ankles.
Hard to kick when you got pants around your ankles.
Oh, this whole scenario is just bad.
Oh, that's great.
Bad, bad, bad. Now, another one of our listeners. Wow. Said my, we're married now, but my fiance at the time fell on me when we were doing that.
Oh.
I ended up injuring my rotator cuff, nearly tearing it, and I broke my ankle along with a bulging disc at my C6.
A bulging
vertebrae.
Disc.
Yeah. MRIs, cast. The whole bit. It was horrible. It was 2 years ago, and my shoulder still hurts.
Wow. Nothing like a good sex
injury.
I know.
And I think those are usually worth it down the road, you know. But,
and the stories that go along with
it. Yes, exactly. Well.
All right. One more. Loretta, go ahead.
I danced at the Shania Twain concert in the aisle and tore my meniscus.
That's not an easy thing to recover from.
I didn't know what I did. I could barely hobble to, and I was like leaning on my friend and trying to get out of the venue, and then she pulled the car up so that I wouldn't have far to walk. When I got up in the morning, I couldn't put any weight on the leg. I said, well, I'll wait and see if it gets a little better using the walker and everything. Finally went to the doctor about 2 months later because it got a little better, but not 50-60%. And I said, I got to find out what I did, because everybody kept saying, oh, you tore a hamstring.
Pull the hamstring.
Yeah, it's
pull
not a hammy.
Because it was from the back of my butt down to my knee. And when I went, it was the meniscus.
They say that is like basically taking a rubber band and going, and that's it.
Oh,
and
I
it
felt
takes
it.
Yeah, or
I
a lot of people say they can hear it.
Oh, it takes a long time to heal. Are you dancing again?
Oh, no, I didn't dance at the Billy Joel concert.
Not dancing. No,
she retired.
Never again. Yeah.
She hung up the dance shoes.
Put the points on the clock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Here are just a few more things the Mike and Carla Morning Show think you should know.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, yes, a few things you should know. Listen, people, you fill up your tanks, every week? Every couple weeks? So you helped out the oil companies. They pulled in a record $200 billion in profits last year. Bravo. Bravo.
Well done. Well
yes,
done.
Yes. Yes. When somebody asked for a comment, they said, look, a drag queen. Look over there. What are you talking about? Yeah. $200 billion, people.
Wow.
Oh,
at least they're doing okay.
Yes, they're getting by, Mike. They are getting by. Listen, I don't know if you saw it or not, but Chris Rock on his big, special, live, by the way, he pretty much unloaded on Will and Jada during the stand-up special. I happen to think, whether you like him or not, he's definitely one of the best. Talk about, you know, being able to say things funny.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people say, well, why did he wait a year? He shouldn't. Why did he wait? Because he's a comedian and he can say what he wants to.
Here's one of the...
Yeah.
One of the drops from that whole thing you're talking about.
And a lot of people go, Chris, how come you didn't do nothing back that night? Because I got parents. That's why. Because I was raised. I got parents. And you know what my parents taught me? Don't fight in front of white people.
There you go.
And he dropped the mic and
there
walked off.
There you go. And that was that.
Yeah.
And what a way to end that show. Oh, my God. Kim Kardashian says she's ready to start dating again. Oh. So glad. I'm so glad. The producers must have told her she's ready to start dating again on the Kardashians. But
hope she's going to be okay, too.
I do, too. Well, it's good news for the penicillin industry, Mike. That's good.
No.
Good.
Stop.
Good. And let me tell you this. You know, I love the space stories. You asked me a long time ago if I would go to space. And at the time, I said no. Now I think I'd like to go and just stay.
Just get away.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I just thought this was kind of cool. A full day on Saturn. If you were to spend the day on Saturn, a full day is only 10.5 hours long. That's all it is. I know. You wrap things up pretty quick on Saturn, and I don't know where you head next, but... Yeah, 10.5. I'm sure you can make it seem longer, you know, if you just watch a bunch of Rob Schneider movies over and over. I could insert Nickelback or Maroon 5 in there, but I went
lay
with
off
Rob
Nickelback
up instead.
So if you're on Saturn, you could actually say, I worked all day.
I worked all day. Yeah, all day long.
Yeah.
I don't know when you sleep, or maybe you sleep all day, right?
Maybe,
maybe you sleep all day. And a couple sad things that we need to talk about, and we will get to those. We lost... Well, an amazing actor, that's for sure. Tom Sizemore passed away Friday, 61 years old. He'd been in a coma now for a couple of weeks. Very, very sad.
He had his ups and downs,
yes,
right?
Yes, he sure did along the way, but what a great actor. And also, one of the last surviving members of this band, and we will talk about that.
Okay.
And we will play you some of their music in a bit. For now, a few more things you should know.
Yeah, there was some sad news over the weekend, and go ahead, plug it in. Oh, there it is. Leonard Skinner, last surviving original member, Gary Roxington, passed away over the weekend. He was only 71.
Yeah.
And I guess the best way to describe him was, as a guitar player, he was that slide on Freebird. We have the... live version,
which is
the best version of all. Listen to this. So this is Gary. And he was a, you know, I don't know if people know how hard it is to play a slide guitar.
Yeah.
I mean a guitar with one of those things on your finger.
Yeah, he got like a piece of metal on your finger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was one of the best. 71. And he was talking about, in the latest documentary, came out a few years ago, how Leonard Skinner even got started.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much like any typical band.
Right.
I would imagine. But here he is telling the story.
It came up that I had a guitar and Bob played drums. And we said, Ronnie, we know you sing. Why don't you come sing a song with us? And he went, yeah, let's go. And we went down to Bob Burns' car for it and played, I think, Time Is On My Side that day. We went, wow, this is great. Let's start a band, you know. And I was just still learning chords and stuff. We said, let's get somebody that's got a guitar. It didn't matter who, just if they own the equipment. And Alan Collins was in a band called The Mods. He had an amp and guitar, so we went looking for him. He was riding his bike, and he saw Ronnie in the car and went riding his bike through the woods and climbed a tree way up tall so we couldn't get him. He thought we were going to beat him up, or Ronnie was. And we said, no, Alan, come down. We want you to play in a band, you know.
Is that a great story?
You know, what was it, Mike? Like 8 years ago, maybe? We did something over at, remember, over
Pawn Stars.
And he was there. It was, the band. It was who was left, him, and we hung out. He was such a great guy, and his wife, Dale, they'd been married for 40 years.
All good guys.
And just, man, yeah, it was really a lot of fun. Really a lot of fun.
And he's talking about Alan Collins.
Gosh.
And he thought Ronnie Van Zant was going to beat him up.
Right.
No, we just want you to join our band.
Yes,
now,
yeah.
Now, Gary and Alan started a band called Rossington Collins.
Rossington Collins, yeah.
But they found out real quick, they didn't want to see Rossington Collins. Yeah. They wanted to see Skynyrd.
Yeah, exactly.
With those two guys. So they said, screw this. Let's just go back to Skynyrd.
That's a good band, too, Rossington Collins band.
Yeah, they were.
That was a really good band. Yeah.
The band was inducted Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 2006. The documentary, which I think is on Netflix.
I believe so. Yeah, I saw it when it came out. It's about maybe 4 or 5 years ago. It's really good.
Yeah, check that out.
A lot of things you did not know about them. It's really good.
I forgot about the Pawn Stars thing.
Yeah.
In the
parking lot.
And you and I both were going, how are they going to do a concert?
I know.
In this little parking lot. They did it. They sounded awesome. And they were great guys.
And, I had to use the bathroom. And so I just went into one of the trailers that the talent had, because I wasn't using a porta potty. And I walked in there, and there's this coolest woman. She's like, hey, how you doing? I said, listen, we're with the radio station. Oh, go ahead. Use the bathroom. I'm Dale. It was like, well, you're Dale Rossington.
Yeah.
And then Gary came in. It was like, I'm just using the bathroom. You go, you want something to drink? Grab yourself a bar of candy. What do you want? It's like, oh, this
bar
is cool.
Of candy.
I'm going to stay here. This is cool.
Everybody's asking me, where's Carla?
I don't know.
She's hanging out with Skynyrd.
She's using the bathroom.
But sad news, the last surviving member of Skynyrd, Gary Rossington. And considering everything that band had been through.
Jeez, no kidding.
I mean, including the plane crash.
Yeah, he survived.
He survived it all.
Yeah.
And sorry to say, passed away yesterday at the age of 71. All right, tickets for Stevie Nicks. Got those to give away. We'll tell you how to win in about 7-8 minutes from now. All this week, you have a chance to win tickets to go see Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
Coming back to Vegas. We love Stevie Nicks. Not spinning like she used to, but last time we talked to her,
no,
I said...
She spun a little bit last time I saw her, a little bit.
I said, are you still spinning? Not as much, not as fast.
No.
But I do make the turns.
And she makes the cape changes, too, so gotta love her.
All right, this morning to kick off the work week, we're going to play a segment of Wrong Answers.
Did you hear that? Wrong
You got to be on the ball.
You do. We're going to do 5 questions. I need wrong answers.
5 out of 5, and you're a winner, starting with caller number 9-702-739-9636. You can play. You have a chance to win tickets for Stevie Nicks from the Bumble Breeze Prize Closet. Good luck. Rhonda, you're on the clock. Here we go. The wrong answer. So any question Carla gives you, we got to hear the wrong answer. 5 out of 5, and you're a big winner, all
Pick
right?
Pick an answer, Rhonda. That's all.
Here we go. Number 1.
Rhonda, for someone's birthday, you might put candles on this.
A balloon.
Number 2.
You eat soup with a soup.
Fork.
Number 3.
Good. 10 plus 10 equals...
100.
All right. Number 4.
Rhonda, what color is a green shamrock?
Blue.
And number 5.
Stevie Nicks belonged to what band?
The Temptations.
Yeah. Good job. Rhonda, as you now know, that is way harder than anyone thinks.
Yes.
This is amazing. Oh, my God. I can't believe I won. My husband's gonna flip.
I love it.
Don't tell him.
No, don't tell.
You got tickets, T-Mobile Arena. This is gonna be March 18th, only in a couple of weeks.
Look, I'm a cab driver. I will make it there.
Yes. These tickets from the Bumble Breeze Prize Closet. For everybody else, there is an online chance to score a pair of tickets. So if you can't get through, Larry Martino will have another pair to give away at 4:10.
Cool.
But if you want a second chance to win, on the contest page of our website, 963KKLZ.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. This is happening or happened in Florida, Carla. 29-year-old stripper in Florida got arrested for battery last week after clubbing her ex-boyfriend over the head.
Well, sure.
With a big wad of cash. According to police, he was walking across the stage to talk to another employee when she threw a, quote, large amount of rolled up money.
Wow.
Singles, we assume, and hit him in the back of the head with it.
Do not do that. Jeez.
I think he's going to be okay.
Wow.
But she's been arrested, and so.
Beating somebody with a wad of ones. No.
He's a bouncer. They work together.
At, yes.
And they work over at Baby Dolls in Florida.
Of course.
Okay. There might be other issues and there are strains on that relationship.
Oh, my God. Okay. All righty.
We've talked about Girl Scout cookies before. Well, Girl Scouts couldn't keep up with the demand for their new limited edition flavor raspberry rallies. And you had mentioned that they can't keep them in stock. So scalpers now are selling them at inflated prices on eBay.
Black market.
With a $5 box of those cookies going for as much as $100, $150.
Huh? I said you should get a free box with a Taylor Swift ticket. That's what you should get. Because that's about how much they're costing. Now, if I were a Girl Scout, I'd probably hang on to a couple of boxes and put them on there. But I'm just saying.
I'm surprised Mom hasn't done that yet.
I know. You know what? Then we're going to give them a taste of their own medicine, Susie. Give me those.
Some scalpers are asking for more than.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Everything's gotten totally out of control.
Well, listen to this, Mike. A 214-year-old clam. I don't know how they know, but they seem to know. Released into the Gulf of Mexico. His name is Abra Clam Lincoln. I love this story.
Seriously.
I'm serious. He was being cared for by the Gulf Specimen Marine Lab. He was found while researchers were digging for shellfish.
Mm-hmm.
Abra Clam Lincoln weighs 2.5 pounds, was born. They say he was born the same year as Abraham Lincoln. I know that they can do all these studies. So 214-year-old clam, huh?
And you're releasing me?
Hey,
Take care of me.
I am delicate. I'm 214.
I can't even swim.
I knew him when he just wore a ball cap.
I should be in assisted living or something. And you're releasing me into the wild.
Yeah. And listen, I want to tell you this story. You'll like this, Mike. A 7-year-old Hammond, Louisiana boy. He set a new Guinness World Record because he's the youngest umpire in the world.
Uh-huh.
Lathan. He's 7 years old. He's been calling games since he was 5 years old. Also plays for a Little League team, you know, when he has the time. He will officially set his record in front of Guinness officials this Wednesday when he umpires a doubleheader.
Wow.
How about that?
Working overtime.
That's right. I'm only 7.
Yeah.
I have to poop. I even go inside. It's Monday. Your other news.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
Okay, we're back.
I'm ready. 96.3 KKLZ.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday, that Monday, off on a little more positive note. Such a cool story. A TikTok basically changed the life of a man in Arizona. Sebastian is his name. He's legally blind, partially deaf, works very hard to provide for his family, but he's always been very limited. He wanted to be a car salesman, but instead he's, for a long time, sold brooms and mops on the street. His wife is now fighting thyroid cancer. Well, last month, his family's van was in a crash, so now it's even harder to make ends meet for the family. Well, a reporter shared his story in a TikToker with 11 million followers. His name is Jimmy Dart, and if you're on TikTok, you probably know who he is. He got involved, posted a video, talked to Sebastian, gave him $1,000 to help him out. Then he started a GoFundMe that's raised over $120,000 to help Sebastian's family.
Wow.
But it doesn't stop there, Mike. Mike, the owner of a car dealership called Brown Brothers Automotive. They saw the story and they hired Sebastian because that's what he wanted to be a car salesman. Very cool. On his first day of work, he sold his first car.
Wow.
Boom.
He wanted to be.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
how about
good for
that?
Him.
I know.
And good for
what
that dealership.
Cool story.
If you have a feel-good happening in your life, submit it through the M&C mailbag, through our website, 96.3kklz.com. Getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, the first of two, sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. Wendy Rush coming in next. She has Jeff Dunham tickets.
Yeah, very cool.
12:40, she'll have those to give away, plus a lot more. So do enjoy your day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today? Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the free KKLZ app on the Apple or Google App Store. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.